SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, coalition voices express concern over Scott Morrison's secret ministerial appointments. Australia's unemployment rate drops to 3.4%, and Sydney to host this year's NRL Grand Final. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. A former cabinet minister says Scott Morrison breached the Liberal National Coalition agreement by keeping his ministerial appointments secret. National Senator Bridget McKenzie says the former Prime Minister's decision showed complete disrespect for her party. Mr. Morrison secretly appointed himself to the Finance, Treasury, Health, Home Affairs and Resources portfolios. The former leader reportedly phoned his former ministerial colleague Karen Andrews this morning to apologise after having previously apologised to a number of other ministers. Meanwhile, the opposition spokesperson for employment, Michaela Cash, has described Mr. Morrison's behaviour as disappointing.
The decision itself, based on what appears to be Section 63 and 64 of the Constitution, is a legal one. But of course, the transparency and the not telling the relevant colleagues at the time is a great disappointment. And Mr. Morrison yesterday, in addressing the media, he acknowledged this. He apologised to colleagues, and in particular those affected by his decisions.
Australia's unemployment rate has dropped to 3.4%, with 20,000 jobs added. It's the lowest unemployment rate since August 1974. Federal Employment Minister Tony Burke says the government now wants to focus on making sure wages keep up with the cost of living.
We need to make sure that the nexus between low unemployment and wages getting moving again returns. And we look to the Jobs and Skills Summit to be able to provide that information. So that's the update on the figures, but effectively, the story remains the same. The only way to make sure that we get wages moving, to be able to keep up with what's been happening with prices and for people to have some chance as time goes on to be able to get ahead again, is through the deliberate actions of government.
Anthony Albanese has praised the cultural wealth and natural beauty of the Torres Strait on his two-day visit to the area to consult on the Indigenous voice to Parliament. The Prime Minister says that cultural richness comes from the strong pride Indigenous people have of themselves and their country. He also says he was determined to visit the Torres Strait because he did not believe in making policy without talking to those who'll be impacted.
For 121 years, a lot of decisions have been made in Canberra. And we know that what works best when you're talking about any group of people is that good manners, but also good practice, is when you consult people and engage with people and give people that sense of ownership over a direction in their lives. And that's what I'm absolutely committed to doing.
Wartime rivals Serbia and Kosovo are holding high-level crisis talks, which European Union mediators hope will de-escalate growing tensions in the Balkans. The latest tensions between Serbia and Kosovo soared late last month when Kosovo's government declared that Serbian identity documents and vehicle license plates would no longer be valid on Kosovo territory. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, who separately met with the leaders of both Kosovo and Serbia, says NATO-led troops stationed in Kosovo have strengthened their presence on Kosovo's northern border with Serbia because of the current tensions.
I call on all sides to show restraint and to avoid violence. NATO continues to monitor closely the situation on the ground. Our KFOR peacekeeping mission remains focused on its UN mandate. Should stability be jeopardised, KFOR stands ready to intervene.
The National Rugby League Commission says Sydney will host this year's NRL Grand Final. Board Chairman Peter Vallandis has said it was a tough call, but the right one. He says New South Wales, being the host, is in the best interests of fans.
As I said, it's been a very hard decision because the Queensland Premier has been fantastic to deal with. But at the same time, the new Sporting Minister, Alastair Henskins, has been extremely professional, courteous, and it's only that reason that we were able to come to the conclusion we have.
I'm Greg Diet, and that's the latest SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.